warrior football. True warrior football. True warrior football.
You are listening to the True Glory Football Podcast with your host, Corey Kidd Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another great week of True Warrior Football. I'm your host, Corey DeKid Smith. And hey, last week's game against North Central was a game of ups and downs that I don't think anybody coming into the game really expected. We knew what we were capable of coming into the game. Of course, you saw what we did the previous week against King. And we knew we could do that and more against a team that is not of our caliber, a team that's struggling to find their identity and itself in this program like North Central is. And for a bit there, we got after it. Offense drove right down, got a touchdown on their first drive. Things were going good for us. And then for whatever reason, some dramatics happened in the game. And when I say dramatics, I mean, my God. offense, unfortunately, turned the ball over like it was a holiday special, a Walmart blue check special, mind you. It was not something any of us enjoyed seeing. Four turnovers in the game, two of which led directly to touchdowns. One of which was a 99-yard fumble return for a touchdown. The other one being at 30, 40 yards. Not exactly sure on the stats of that one. But, you know, at halftime we were up 21, or we were tied 21 all going into halftime. And it was a crazy thing because defense had been playing exceptionally well. Defense has been playing well, really, for the first three games of the season. And I've talked about it and the things that they're doing and stuff like that. And defense, my guy Devin Holman had a big touchdown on him from the kid that's going to Purdue. It's no shame in that. It was a good pass and a good ball by him, and you know it happens. The screen pass, I don't think really too many of our guys on defense, especially our coaches, were happy about that one, but it happens. It was the situations outside of that I think all of us were disappointed in. And Coach Kirshner himself, he told me after the game, is that in all his years coaching, he's never had three defensive touchdowns scored on him, let alone, or he would go full season without having defensive touchdown score, let alone having three in the first three games. So this is a rare thing that's happened. But with all that being said, we turned the ball over four times, two of those being defensive touchdowns and 14 points for the other team. Defense still, or the team really still rose up and took care of business. 47-28 final score. And it was 28-28, I want to say, going into the fourth quarter, or it was midway through the third quarter after their long touchdown. Because you can go back to that play again. It was like a fourth and one on our six or seven-yard line. And we do a Wildcat, Josiah Emmons, star player for us, very talented guy. There's a guy you want the ball in his hands. He's one of those guys, and I don't fault our coaching staff for getting our best players the ball in those key situations. And we're at a point where we're trying to go up, we're trying to assert ourselves in this game and take command of it like we should have. And, you know, he gets the first down, and he has an opportunity to score, and, you know, ball security just wasn't the top thing in his mind right there, and the ball comes out. They scoop and score, take to the house, and most of us on the sideline are looking like, hold on. We saw him go down. He had to have been down. But no, you look on the film and you can tell he was not down. And it's, tie ball game 28. And from there, you know, we had to assert ourselves. Get back to the fundamentals. I think what this team has shown in these past two games is that we have an identity, and we have great guys that can catch the ball. Of course, there's Joe Walker, who had a phenomenal touchdown. He actually had two touchdown catches, one of which from JoJo. He had another great one from Keith Jackson Jr. But what we do really, really well is pound the ball. Our offensive line has found themselves. And all those guys, from Arion Madry, Olin Naley, Quentin Brown, a bunch of other guys that contribute on our offensive line, have found it within themselves to establish a run, be hogs, dominate the trenches, and we rushed for well over 400 yards this past week against North Central. Rodney Johnson is just a monster. He broke off another long touchdown run, probably 60 yards again, maybe 70 yards. Ended up with he had over 100 yards rushing. Chris Jordan was a monster for us in short yards and had I think it was about a 20-yard touchdown run of his own. Ronald Baskerville is coming on very strong for us, for the team. Had two touchdowns, last two touchdowns, I want to say, of the game. And Demario Harris has been really good, back out of the backfield, doing some great things, catching the ball for us, probably the best catching running back that we have on our team. And those four guys right there, they're all seniors, all doing some really great things for us, but our offensive line is doing, they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're doing what they're supposed to do. We're back to playing a lot of Warren Central style football. Pound the ball. Make those guys on the other side tired of seeing us run the ball. And then when they're tired of seeing us run the ball, we run the ball again. And then we run it again, and run it again, and we don't stop until we're in the end zone. Punish them. That is Warren Central football. That's what I love. That is what I love. That's what we all love. We have very talented backs. We have very talented people that are coaching us. Coach Williams is phenomenal running backs coach, probably one of the best running back coaches I've ever been around. And Coach Graves is tinkering. He's getting those guys together and really, this offense, I feel like, is primed to go. 47 points scored by the offense is very good. Last week, offense scored what was that, 36? We scored a defense scored a touchdown there. So yeah, we are doing some really, really good things so far in these last two games. And it's really good because I see what this team has done. I see the room for improvement that we will get it fixed. And within all of that, you know, I still see our guys having fun, enjoying themselves, wanting to go back out there. I love it, man. I love it. And the offense, they'll get things together. You know, Keith Jackson Jr. I'm gonna say, we'll call him KJ2. How about that? KJ2 is, he's learning, he's evolving. He turned the ball over a couple times there. But one thing I like about him is he never gets down on himself, which is, it's so good to see that from one of our young guys. He prides himself in what we have and what we're trying to achieve. And he's really become a leader out there on the offense. And those guys listen, man. They listen. He goes after it. He's really, really doing the best thing that he can for our team. Man, my hat's off to him right now, man. Continue it. Get better. I love it. I love it. I just happen to be here helping out a little bit on Sunday, and he was in here on the field working out, getting some things working on. You gotta admire a kid like that, true. You really do. You really have to admire a kid like that that goes out there and is wanting to still be the best that he can be, especially after you win a game where we won by 19. We probably should have won by 40. But he sees what our team needs to improve, and he's wanting to do that. I love it. I absolutely love it. Defensively, another 10 stops. And really through, what was it, midway through the fourth quarter, we didn't have any takeaways, which I thought was surprising. And then all of a sudden, Josiah Edmonds makes up for his fumble earlier in the game, gets a great interception, leads to another group of points for us. Then I think it was Cameron Radford that caused a sack or he recovered the fumble. Either way, offense had turned over the ball. Sudden change, just like that. We got to go out there, and on the very next play, after the offense turns the ball over, we take the ball over, recover, offense drives down, gets another score. That's two turnovers right there. And really at this point, the game is, hey, bye-bye. Thanks for coming. We appreciate you guys having us for homecoming. You know, it was great seeing us get three turnovers like that in quick succession, getting to our 10 stops goal, getting to 8 stops, but getting more than 8 stops. I like that. I like that. And what I like about it is our guys are hungry. Our guys want, defensively, our guys want to be out there and competing and battling. Man, AD, Tank is what he likes to call himself. Aiden Davis, he played a great game for us, man. He made a great stop in the goal line. And I went up to him and said, man, you're finally playing Warren Central football. That's what I told him, man. Some guys don't get it. If you've never been a part of a program like ours, you probably don't get it. You may think, oh, that's business. You know, this program talk, every program says the same thing. Yeah, every program ain't Warren Central, all right? Every program hasn't done the things we've done. Every program hasn't seen the heights that we've seen, been to the place that we've been. There are so many programs around there that would love, absolutely love to be in our shoes. Absolutely love to be in our shoes. Even at our lowest, they would love to be in our shoes. A 4-6 season, a 5-4 season, they would kill for that because they could never ever imagine having that kind of a success. Even in our worst years, that would be their best years. But we don't hold on to that because our standards are much higher. Matter of fact, we're the bar. We become the bar. So much so that recently, Max Preps ranked our school as the top dynasty program in the state of Indiana. Think of that. The top dynasty program in the state of Indiana is Warren Central. It's not Carmel, it's not Cathedral, it's not Chautauqua, it's not Center Grove, it's not Ben Davis, none of those other schools. It's a school right here on the east side, the far east side. The Black and Gold, the Warriors. This is what we have here is the top. And I see our guys slowly but surely raising their game to get us back to that bar that we set for ourselves. And by God, they are going to do it, man. Like I said, Lee Alexander played a phenomenal game once again. Aiden Davis, AD, played a great game. Cameron Radford, first game back, had a lot of things going on, was off the team, got back on the team, made a hell of a play, got us a great sack on fourth down, made a great play to get the ball back when defense needed to. And then my guy Sean Pennington, man. Sean Pennington, Dev, Cam, I'm trying to think, Marion. Our guys in the secondary, of course, JoJo, our secondary is playing some of the best secondary football as a whole I've seen us play in a while. Since our 2018 state championship, where we had a Randy Wells, a Javion Stanberry, Willie Eaton. Since we had those group of guys back there, they're playing such great football right now, man. I'm loving it. I've talked about defensive line so many times, but, you know, those guys like Tyron Burris stepped up once again. Damian Shanklin stepped up once again. We have so many good guys stepping up and making plays for us that it's really, really good to see. And it's coming around at a good time because now we're coming back home. Two games in a row. I'm not going to talk about next week. I'm not going to talk about that. Not yet. This week, though, you know, sports is one of those places where very seldomly do you have the opportunity to get a second chance. And what we have in front of us is a great opportunity to get a second chance. And that second chance is going to be revenge, payback, retribution, whatever word you want to say. We're going to have an opportunity to get back at the team that ended our season last year. And I think one of the more interesting parts to this upcoming game is there's a very, very strong chance we won't see them again this season because we're not in the same sectionals. They are in a sectional with Cathedral. Cathedral's heavily favored to win that sectional. And if they were to win it, then they would have to go all the way to semi-state. We would have to go all the way to semi-state with them for us to beat again. That's a lot of ifs, you know. You win here, you win there, you win there, you win. No. Let's take care of business right here, right now. Do what we should have done last year. You know, in that game against LC last year, I wasn't there, but I watched the entire game on the live stream. And what I saw for the most part, I'm not talking about, well, actually, there were some guys that are no longer in our program that I was not happy with seeing from. Seeing guys yapping down a score, flipping the bird off to the other, to the opposing team. I didn't like that at all. Guys not giving great effort. I didn't like that at all. Guys moping, moaning around. I didn't like that at all. I could tell all that from a TV screen 400 miles away. I was disappointed I wasn't there, but I was glad I wasn't there because I probably would have went off seeing how some of our guys carried themselves. Because that was not Warren Central football. That was not something that was respectable. We didn't, a lot of our guys didn't carry ourselves with honor and pride. I didn't like that. That won't happen anymore. At least not with the group of guys that I've been around, that I've seen. No. Those, some guys, you know, you like them and love them. And there were some big moments in that game from last year, but unfortunately, they were far and few between. Far and few between. And what we have right now is a whole new batch of guys that are ready to right those wrongs. And Pastor Duncan, you know, Pastor Duncan is a great guy. I love hearing his speeches and stuff like that to the team. And I guess he knows guys all over the city, and I guess one of those guys is a football player at LC, and he said he reached out to him and said, you know, congratulations on the victory, because they beat Lawrence North 21-3. And I thought the game would be closer, but no, 21-3. I think it was 7-3 middle of the third quarter. Then they eventually got two more touchdowns. So he reached out to him. He's like, yeah, you know, that was great. We won the bell, your little trophy that Lawrence Township, you know, shares and stuff. And you guys are next. You guys are next? I love it. Bring it. Bring it. Because like I've told people time and time again, things aren't sweet over here on the east side. Not anymore. It may have been that way last couple years. It ain't sweet over here no more. So if you want to talk and yap and do all that, back it up. You better back it up. You better back it up. Because what my guys are bringing will be brought. I guarantee you that. And LC has some great talent. They truly have some great talent. They have their quarterback from last season. He's returning. They have Mickens, who is committed to LSU. I want to say he'll be playing defensive lineman, DN there. I'm not sure if he's going to switch to linebacker or not, but he's as talented of a defensive player in our conference as anybody, and that includes Lee Alexander. And my guy, Wayman Edmond, over there, coaches him up. Wayman Edmond, there's probably three coaches that I respect more than anybody in the state of Indiana. Two of them coach here, Wayman coaches over there. I had him on the show. Go back and listen to it. Had him on the show. Coach Patterson, the head coach, I know him. Coach Green, the offensive coordinator, I know him as well. He's the coach over here. So they have great talent over there. And they're a program that's on the rise. They're building some things. And they want to be in a position where they are the kings of the East Side. But we aren't going to let them get there just yet. We can't let them get there just yet. Because we have to... We got to play more Central football. period, point blank. We are going to play Warren Central football, and then we'll see where that takes us on Friday night. But I can't wait. I'm excited. Coach Duncan also said before our game against North Central, he said, we're playing for victory, and what do you play for victory? What happens at the end of victory? You get a victory. You know, you put that why on. And what does God give us each and every day? He says, G-O, a gift and an opportunity. I was like, man, that's great. Because our program is so gifted. But we have to use opportunity in front of ourselves to take our team to that next level. To take our team to that victory for victory. Man, look, when he said that, I got you. I loved it. And this team right here, we're going in the right direction. And I'm looking forward to seeing what all comes next. So yeah, make sure you're going to be there. Game's going to be streamed online through NextGen Sports. I'll make sure I post the link on social media and stuff like that. But if you can come out, let's pack the stadium. We had a great home crowd against King. Let's have another one. Let's have another one the week after that. Woo! I'm excited. It's a great time to be a Warren Central Warrior. Man, and you know, we've had, let me give you guys a little bit of a College Warrior update. There's a few guys I want to talk about here. First things first, last week I kind of teased that we had a guy in the ACC, and we most certainly do. Jaden George, former quarterback, son of Jeff George Sr., okay, led our team to a 2018 season undefeated. Should have had some consideration for Mr. Football, I feel like. Had a great season, as great season as any Warren Central player since his father at quarterback when it comes to passing the ball. He is now playing football at the U, University of Miami. Congrats to him. He originally was at school at Alabama, won a national championship with them there. Then he transferred last season and was at BGSU, and now an opportunity come up to where he is with the Hurricanes now. So great for him, very happy for him and his family. I really hope he has opportunity to showcase his skills, because I just know Jaden is as talented of a passer as we possibly can have from our program. So best of luck to you, Jaden. Also, another one of Jaden's teammates, Ramir Elliott. Now, his Salukis came up short against Incarnate Word last week, but Ramir had a phenomenal game, broke off a 70-plus yard rushing touchdown. He ended up rushing for over 110 yards, I think. It's great first game for him. The Salukis need to feed that man the ball. Get him the ball each and every chance you can. He will not disappoint you. But, I mean, he's been there for 4 years. You've seen what the man can do. All right, he got you your biggest win last year during the spring season against North Dakota State. One of the biggest wins you guys had in a long time. Broke their winning streak record, I believe. So he is a very, very talented running back that I want to see him continue to do more. He had 110 this week. I want to see him get 120. Let's go. Come on, SIU. Get that man the ball. And certainly but not least, I talked about this guy last week as well, Derek Allen, Wabash, the Little Giants. You know, Wabash is a school that can get overlooked by so many of our guys, but man, they have a phenomenal history of playing great football. One of those football playing schools in all of college football on any level. And Derek Allen had a phenomenal game for them this past week. I think he had, 8 catches for 175 and 3 touchdowns. Also called a 2-point conversion as well. And their huge come-from-behind win that they had this week. Get some some team will name that team name. Some starts with an H.
Where is it?
Hampton Sydney. And he had a touchdown for like 23 yards. Another 16 yarder was his first one. 6 yarder, excuse me. Then he had a monster 75 yarder. Alright? We got guys at the next level taking their game to the next level. I love it. I absolutely love it, man. I love seeing our guys go out there and competing and doing what they did here at the next level. And Derek is one of those, man. They got the win. He was huge for them. I mean, he had a David Bell-esque college game. You know, that's... What can I say more? Derek Allen, congrats to you, man. Great win for you guys. Go out there and do it again next week. I'll be following. I'll be watching. I'll make sure I bring you guys up. I think I got a little bit of a highlight right here I can share with you guys as well. Just a little bit. So, yeah, so that's it right there. Hey, it has been a great time to be a Warrior. I want to see everybody out there. This upcoming Friday night, the Lawrence Central Bears are coming to the East Side, coming back to our place. And we got to get back. We got to get them back from last year. We got to. We must. We must. Because if we want to get to that place where we're the last team standing, we got to take business. We got to take care of business over here. We got to take care of business against teams like Elsie. Like everybody else. We gotta take care of business, man. We gotta get that dub. So hey, I'm your host, Corey Kid Smith. Make sure you're liking this video, liking this show, subscribing as well. I appreciate everybody out there for watching and listening. And as always, Warrior Band, take us away.